Yeah, I mean, it feels good. You know, it's one of those things every week, kind of like you said, we just kind of come in ready to work. Ready to work. You know, it doesn't matter who the opponent is and what their record is. It never really matters. It's just like we're going to win each day. We're going to get better each day and then come out and just enjoy it on game day. You know, and we're playing with a lot of momentum, a lot of energy, a lot of swagger out there. I mean, the defense is playing unbelievable, and we feed on that and they feed on us. So it's a lot of fun right now.
Are you surprised by the margin of victory? I mean, it's just a fourth straight game of winning by more than 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm never really surprised by a lot, but, you know, any time in the National Football League you win like that, that's big. You know, that's big because that's hard to do. And so that's just a credit to the coaches and the guys just buying in. And, you know, we just keep playing, too. You know, we keep playing all game. You know, even when Nick goes in there, the other guys are getting reps. You know, they just keep playing, too, and it's fun to be around.
Carson, you're first in the league in red zone offense right now. I think you've converted 15 of your last 17 trips down there. I mean, what's been the key?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the game plan. You know, the game plan that we have coming in each week in the red zone. You know, our coaches do a tremendous job of getting guys in the right positions to make plays. And, you know, our balance of being able to run the ball down there and throw the ball has been really big for us, too. And then it just comes down to guys making plays. Guys making plays, and we're making more of them right now.
Carson, Torrey said you do some checks down there, too, that lead to touchdowns. I mean, obviously, that's preparation, but what you know, just talk about what goes into that.
Yeah, you know, some games there are, some games there's not much. You know, it's kind of, you know, you call a play, and then every, you know, the tighter you get to the red zone, defense has to declare. You know, they declare their coverage a little more than out in the field. And so, you know, we have kind of those things in the back of our head, what we can get to versus different looks. And so there's some games you're changing a little bit. Some games you're just letting the play roll. Today we let most of them roll, and coach called a great game.
Play where you spun away and then scrambled. Did you see him field him?
Yeah, I knew it was cover zero. I knew it was all out blitz, and I thought our screen would be open. And the guy peeled with him, and from there, it's just instincts took over, and we're fortunate enough to make a play.
I know every week is just focused on that week and nothing else, but when you consider you're not to be home until December, how important was a win like this?
Yeah, this is big. You know, a big win. Like you said, the next couple weeks we got our work cut out. You know, we got a couple West Coast trips that we're looking forward to, and those are good football teams ahead of us as well. So the next three on the road, that'll be a good challenge for us. But yeah, it was good to kind of get this home win before we head into that.
It sounded from Doug like the plan was to get Alshon going early. Was that important for you?
Yeah, you know, anytime, you know, a guy like Alshon or, you know, some of our guys, you know, we want to get them going early, but then kind of the same approach we have every week. You know, we're not going to force it, though. You know, we're never going to force it, and we're going to just keep spreading the ball around. You know, in the running game, you name it, you know, guys, any week someone could be the lead rusher. Any week someone could be the leading receiver as well. So, again, we talk about it every week, but that's just what I think makes us so dynamic on offense.
In addition to the red zone third down conversions, very high efficiency. What's been the difference this year versus last year when it comes to the third downs?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think we're just getting guys in the right positions to make plays. And at the end of the day, it just comes down to a lot of one-on-one matchups and winning them. And, you know, we're just kind of playing confident in those downs, too. You know, teams are throwing all sorts of stuff at us. The O-line's protecting up, you know, or on third and short, we're running the ball effectively. You know, it's just something that we've repped. You know, we talk about it a lot, but we repped all off season. Training camp was big. Something we really focused on was third down and red zone, and it's good to see it kind of come into fruition out there on Sundays.
On Alshon's touchdown, I think Doug said that was the third read on the play. Why did you target him in that situation?
Just the coverage. The coverage kind of dictated it. So, you know, I knew he was going to just get behind that linebacker and just give him a nice high ball to go get. And, yeah, he did the rest of it.
Situation where DeJay carries the ball for 30 yards, he fumbles, and then also falls into the end zone. Is that a sign of things are going good for you guys right now?
I guess. You know, you never want to put the ball on the ground. You know, that's one thing. I think we did it too many times today. Something we got to clean up, that and penalties. You know, I think we had too many of those as well. So there's always things to learn from, always things to grow on. But, yeah, you know, you could argue that.
Carson, on the fourth and shorts, had a lot of success with the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't practice it a whole lot, but we talk about it quite a bit. And with the guys we have up front, especially the big guys, the big three inside, Brandon Brooks, Wiz, and Kelsey, I mean, they get such a good surge. So, and then I just keep driving my legs too. So it's I mean, it's a sometimes we feel like it's stealing, and it's something that's been effective for us.
It seems like the fans are enjoying the celebrations. What's your role in that?
I just show up and try and figure out what the heck we're doing, because we don't plan anything. I think the defense plans theirs, as you can see. But it's cool. It's cool to see everybody having fun. And, I mean, you see everybody kind of jumping in on them and joining. That's just kind of the brotherhood that we have right now, and it's a blast.
Have you seen any of the Viking celebrations? Because you guys are 10-1, they're 9-2. Have you seen the two best celebrations?
I've seen a couple of them. You know, they do some funny ones too. There's lots of celebrations going on around the league that I just think it's so cool to see guys having fun. You know, guys have fun now that they let us kind of have a little more fun with that when you score and different things like that. So it's fun to see every week kind of what everyone's doing creatively. But, again, we're just kind of winging it out there, and hopefully they look good.
In terms of the big picture, how would you explain the importance of this road trip coming up to California, to the West Coast?
Yeah, it's big. Obviously it's big. You know, there's a lot of postseason, you know, things kind of – Big matchups, big teams, you know, a lot of good competition out there, and being on the road, being away from home for a while, you know, it'll be big for us. But like I said, you know, we're very confident right now where we're at. You know, coming off this win at home, going out there, you know, we were out there last year, so we kind of know what to expect. You know, we know the feel from that atmosphere and everything, so that'll be big for us too. But yeah, we're excited for it.
So when the schedule came out, you saw three road games in December. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think it'd be 10-1 going into those three road games?
No, I never really think too much about that, but I never really also think the other way either. You know, I always say I have high expectations, so nothing really surprises me. You know, I would be more surprised if we weren't where we're at, to be honest. You know, I just knew we had a good team kind of coming into the year all off season. You know, just that the brotherhood we have, the chemistry we have, and the players we have. You know, and it starts with coach, you know, putting guys in the right position. So I wouldn't really say I'm surprised, but at the same time, this is a lot of fun, and we got to enjoy it while we can. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Carter.